Yeah.
Okay. So Kevin, where do you go from here?
Well, tomorrow's going to be a big day in more of the assessment phase. We've done a ton of assessment already. There's going to be some more assessment tomorrow in the junior senior high. We do know that our junior high portion is not going to be occupiable for the rest of the school year. And then there's an area that is adjacent to it, our gyms, our ag shop, and a few other classrooms down in the southern portion of our junior senior high are not going to be occupiable either. So essentially, if you've been in our buildings, when you walk in the entrance, the lobby and the cafeteria, and to the north is essentially our high school section. That is where the big day tomorrow comes in. We're going to do some more assessment, pull lots of ceiling tiles, and then assess some what we think are maybe some trouble spots. And if there are no structural integrity issues, we feel like we're going to be able to reoccupy that space with the goal of next Monday. Okay. The plan then, and that's for high school students, so that's plan A for high school students, to reoccupy the north section of our junior senior high, which is basically their wing anyways, minus PE and the gyms and ag. So our goal is next Monday. The other goal then is what are we doing with pre-K and 8. So our elementary building fared much better than what the junior senior high did. So the damages on it, you know, I can run through those in a minute, but we think we're going to be able to get our junior high students then over there. So 8th, 6th, 7th, and 8th will go over to the elementary. So it's going to get tighter. We are going to have some of our smaller elementary classes. We're going to have to combine them. Teachers are going to have to team teach, you know. And then we're going to use some spaces that we normally wouldn't use for classrooms, maybe like the gym, maybe like the commons area, the library, a few other spaces. And so we're going to try to create, you know, essentially like another junior high for 9 weeks. Not ideal, not perfect, but we're dealing with a very imperfect situation, and we're going to do the best we can. We really want to keep our kids on campus in our buildings, you know, for a number of reasons, safety, you know, being one. We just think it's going to be better for our kids to be in a place that's familiar to them. I'm trying to finish it out. So.
I know you were going to talk about what exactly has been identified as damage done.
Yeah, so these are going to be just very general. Elementary, a roof, lots of punctures from debris damage that came across from our junior senior high. So that's a biggie. Those have been all at this point mitigated. No leaks that we know of right now. And then the next area is our entryway. It was a significant portion of it was just kind of blown back. We believe like we're going to be able to tear it down and very quickly build a more temporary emergency egress for that. So won't be an entry anymore at this for temporarily. It'll be more of emergency egress, especially if we're going to add more students to that building. And then our gym wall, be our west gym wall, had some damage, but we feel like we're going to be able to get it patched up in a week. So they're. Few other things, a few windows, whether cracked or busted, those shouldn't be a problem to get taken care of. So that building fared much better than the junior senior high schools. Now, the junior senior high, our ag shop, our metal fabrication part of our junior senior high, the ag shop, the roof was completely torn off, all the way from the decking to the roof. I mean, you just look up and you see sky. Then the wood shop is, the membrane is gone, but the decking is still partially there. So that's in the southern half of that building. A part of our south gym, a corner of it, was completely torn off. The membrane was completely torn off of it. And there was a small corner that the roof decking was taken off too. So that's all been covered up and right now mitigated, not leaking currently at this time. We had some more, many, many hundreds of puncture, you know, damage throughout the whole building. Our junior high wing, we think that part of other pieces of roof came on top of it, also with pulling on it as well. So that is the, and that's right down the middle of it. That is structural integrity of that is bad. So that is not going to be able to be reoccupied right now at this time in its current state. So that is our, again, we house sixth, seventh, and eighth graders there. And then just other punctures, small and a little bit more major throughout, you know, that northern section of that. But we feel right now that we can get them fixed in a week. It's going to be a temporary fix. So, you know, the way we discussed it today, you know, phase one's the mitigation. We believe we're probably done with that at this point, you know, already within the first 42 hours. And we're moving to stage two, and that is temporary fix, you know, to get us through the next, you know, 9 weeks. And then stage three, which is going to be by far the longest one, is, you know, complete restoration the way that it was previously. So whether that's keeping the structures that we have, or it's a tear down of partial things and the rebuilding of others. So, and that's more when I talk about that part, that's more at the junior senior high than it is at the elementary. So yeah. Don't think there's anything in the elementary that we're going to have to tear down and rebuild. I think it's just going to be, you know, fixing.
So. Okay. You and I just talked, what, a month or two ago about all the great things that had happened in new flooring, and now flooring's messed up.
I mean, gosh. It's, you know, community members, I talked to a few community members, and, you know, they were sharing the disappointment too. Not any one person. This is, nobody can control this. But that's exactly what they were saying was, you know, we've really done some, a lot of good things with our facilities. We've obviously had the financial means to do so, got our district in a position to do that, really starting to see things that are visually impactful for kids, parents, and families, and, you know, this happens. So as I stated in the meeting, you know, we went through some tough times 10 years ago. We rebounded and we thrived. You know, we are thriving. It's going to happen again. This situation's no different. We're going to rebound and we're going to thrive after it. So it's going to take a little time to get there, but we're going to get there.